Welcome, everyone, to the Night Watchman Chronicles continuing feature, talking with different paranormal groups around the United States and hopefully around the world here shortly. With us today is Dan Tischer. He is from the Paranormal Investigation Group of New York City. You're in the Big Apple, Dan. Thanks for being our guest today.
Well, thanks for having me, Night Watchman.
Well, would like to ask the first question. The group, how long has this group been together?
The group has been together for several years. The lead investigator, Dom, started it approximately 7 years ago. And it's slowly grown over the years. And as Dom has traversed through his life of paranormal investigation and parapsychology, he decided that it would be a good idea to actually offer the services that his knowledge has garnered him to have out to other people. Paranormal Investigation of New York City is a nonprofit, and we do not charge for investigations.
Now, a lot of the groups that we've been talking to, some come from not as big a city as New York City, but you know, you've got millions of places to go. What are some of the interesting places and events that you've done since you've been involved with the group?
Well, some of the interesting things we've done I'll start with one of the most recent. Just a few weeks ago, we had the opportunity of going to the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, which has also been featured on Ghost Hunters, the television show, not to mention countless other investigative groups have gone to this prison. It's currently closed down and doesn't have any inmates in it, but it proved to be an excellent investigation, and we did gather quite a bit of evidence out of it.
What kind of evidence, or actually give us kind of a rundown of a typical investigation? What kind of equipment you use, and
sure,
typically how many people are on an investigation?
Well, we generally choose our team to be designed for the actual size of the facility that we're investigating. If it's an indoor investigation, which 99% of our investigations are, we try not to overcrowd the area, and in order to be able to collect the data in a very methodical manner without any possibility of that data becoming tainted. For a house, for example, we will generally have a team of 4 to 6 people, and that would be a decent-sized home, sometimes even mansions. The older homes that are in the New York City area that are fairly large will keep it to about 4 to 6 people. With East State Penitentiary, we brought as many people as we could. It was actually in conjunction with a television show, and you can find links to some of the evidence that we caught at Eastern State off of our website, paranormalnyc.com. But at this particular investigation, we had about 6 people.
Okay. Now, does each one have a specific duty within that, or do you switch off? Explain a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. We have a pretty set standard as far as our methodology, and every team member has their own specialty that they bring to the table. Like many investigative groups, we use everything from video to audio to electromagnetic field detection in order to analyze what's going on at that particular place. Myself, I am mostly in charge of collecting the data and making sure that any correlations between groups going in, if a team goes into one room and they pick up some evidence, and then another team goes into that same room, I'd like to try to correlate what the environmental variables were that may have attributed to that evidence being collected. We have other individuals that are audio specialists. They come from background of audio engineering. Some of them usually have a background in music and have worked in audio studios, so they're very familiar with amplifiers, preamps, mixers, and getting distortion out of sound in the mics. We also have some video technicians and some investigators that are just purely trained in parapsychology and paranormal investigation.
How about with the members that are on there? Do you all have a similar belief system, or do you have a resident skeptic and a resident believer or a resident psychic? Give us a little on that.
Very good question. We actually range all across the spectrum of our personal beliefs on the paranormal. We try to suppress our personal beliefs because, as a group, our goal is to collect valid evidence supporting paranormal activity. However, our approach is a very strict debunking style of approach. That way we can gather only the best evidence possible. Small things, for example, such as orbs that show up on a photo, a digital photo in an old building, 99.9% of the time is actually just dust. And so we, as a group, try to only count stuff that's very, very good evidence. In other words,
compelling.
Very compelling mm-hmm. stuff, and things that cannot be debunked easily or disproven easily. So we often will try to revisit and try to recreate the exact same instance in order to try to gather the exact same evidence again to see if it is recreatable. Personally, I am one of the skeptics. We also have some people in our group that are consider themselves psychic or sensitive, and so we do have a little bit of everything in the group for diversity.
It's always nice to talk to the skeptics, primarily because being on some investigations, and as a skeptic, has there anything that you've seen that kind of knocked your socks off that's making you maybe think one way or becoming even more skeptical as you go on?
Well, I'll tell you what. We had an investigation in New York. It's a place called the Willoughby House. It's an old mansion. And it had been initially used as a sanitarium, kind of a halfway house, if mm-hmm. you will, back in the 30s, and then had become a funeral parlor with their own embalming room in the basement and everything. Very, very old historic building. I was on an investigation there, and we did actually experience some things that seemed, to me, more than mere coincidence could attribute to. For example, it's a three-story building, and one team was going up the stairs to the third floor to set up some cameras. And as soon as they got to the very top of the stairwell, a bell, which is positioned at the top of the stairwell, rang. The homeowner told us that this bell is actually part of the doorbell system, and if somebody rings a doorbell, that bell on the third floor will ring so that people could hear, no matter where in the house, that somebody was at the door. The problem is none of the other doorbells went off, just that one. So we were trying to recreate this, and we tried every switch, every button, every doorbell in the entire house, and could not get just that one bell to ring. So a few months later, we had the privilege of returning to the Willoughby House, and this was one of our question mark items. We couldn't figure out how we could debunk this, and it was looking. It really had me redefining my belief system.
Okay.
And the exact same thing happened again. This time I was one of the people that got to the top of the stairwell, and then the bell rang. Fortunately, during our data analysis later that evening, we found out that one of the other investigators, out of pure coincidence, just happened to be going down into the basement those two times and happened to hit what he thought was a light switch, which was actually a switch directly to the bell.
Oh, okay.
But those two areas are very far apart from each other, so he couldn't hear the bell ring, and the people upstairs did not know that he had hit that switch both times. So amazing coincidence, and I was pretty close to being a full-out believer right there, just on that alone.
Wow.
Yeah, but we were happy that we got to the bottom of it. We weren't too happy that it was something as common as somebody hitting a light switch, but you know, that goes to show you that a lot of times things that look completely paranormal can have a very simple solution.
Again, listeners, you can log on while listening to the interview with Dan Tischer with the Paranormal Investigation Group of New York City. They're We will be linking to their website, or you can go to paranormal-nyc.com. And I am on your website right now, and it sounds like you guys have been getting a lot of really fun press out there. MSNBC, Sci-Fi Investigates. You've had a lot of good opportunities to get out there in front of the public. What's that like?
That's one of the benefits of being based out of the New York City area. Going back to the movie Ghostbusters, even, everybody attributes common mainstream paranormal investigation with New York City. And
have you got any photos of the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man?
No, unfortunately. I have an orb that looks like one.
Okay.
But it has given us the opportunity to be affiliated with the press. We do a lot of newspaper interviews, even things as trivial but fun as Late Show with David Letterman, which was enjoyable.
Tell us a little bit about that. Were they, you know, you're on a comedy show, and, you know, paranormal is obviously kind of, you know, one of those subjects that a comedy person would like to take advantage of. Was it pretty
and
good?
I give the Late Show staff full credit for being very professional and being very accommodating to us. Personally, I was not there, but I was with the group at the time. I just couldn't make it that night, but I had seen all of the footage, even the footage that did not air. And they kept everything funny for the sake of comedy, but not belittling or, you know, trying to make us seem insignificant or futile. It was very nice and refreshing to see them just take a pure comedy stance and even almost a serious stance when we would tell them stories. They were very interested in knowing more about it and more about paranormal investigations. It was very nice.
A couple minutes left here, Dan, and would like you to give a little tout to your website. Seems like there's a lot of places to go on there. Would you give listeners kind of a rundown of what they can find on the Paranormal Investigation Group site?
Sure. On our website, which is always changing, we're always trying to make it more interesting and more information-rich. But on our website, you can find various photos from investigations. We do even have links to some EVPs. You can look at our investigation rundown, which is a list of case files going back to 2003. And you can even see that in recent years we've been becoming more and more busy with investigations, and some of them are very, very interesting. Each case file you can click on and have information all the way down to the temperature and humidity at the time of investigation. One of our goals and one of the things that I think sets us apart from a lot of other groups is that we are interested in not just the sexy, if you will, evidence of, like, you know, apparitions or clear-cut EVPs. We want to collect all data possible about that particular place, that particular night, so that if anything does occur that we can't explain, we can start correlating data over multiple investigations to try to see what kind of environmental factors may predicate a paranormal incident, which is always nice. It's an evolving field, and I think it's a field that needs a lot more credibility than it is currently getting, and I think through very robust data collection and scientific method, we're able to hopefully accomplish that in the scientific community.
What's the goal of your group in the future goals?
Well, our goal as a group is to make paranormal investigation mainstream. It used to be a very credible scientific area of study in the past, and over the years it's become more or less of a side note to scientific discussion, and it does not have too much credibility to it anymore, at least in the mainstream scientific community. And our goal is to have fun with this, of course, because it is a fun thing, but also to be able to show that there is room for actual real scientific research here, not just a whole bunch of people wandering around with cameras, but people collecting evidence, trying to support the notion that there is something beyond just the physical reality that we live within.
Outstanding. This has been fun. We've been talking with Dan Tischer with Paranormal Investigation of New York City, their website, paranormal-nyc.com. Dan, thanks so much for being our guest here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great pleasure, and we've been fans of the Night Watchman, and we really appreciate this opportunity.
Outstanding. And if anything, they can contact you on your website if anyone in the area that needs that may need a little investigation.
Absolutely. We are more than happy to hear from anyone, and we do not charge for investigations. And, you know, we're here to help.
All righty. Dan Tischer, again, from the Paranormal Investigation of New York City, our guest on our feature talk with this month's featured paranormal group, Paranormal Investigation of New York City. For the Night Watchman Chronicles, I am the Night Watchman.